H.P. Newquist is the man behind the exhibit. He's the executive director of the National Guitar Museum.
We started with the idea of the museum about 3 years ago, and the plan was to sort of put it in our backyard in New York City. And our timing, to say the least, was not exactly fortuitous or propitious given the economy.
Plans changed.
We went forward with the idea of a roadshow, traveling exhibit, that would go from city to city over the course of 5 years and give us a sense of perhaps other cities that would be hospitable or receptive to, or perhaps even more suitable to having a permanent museum.
Folks who've seen what he's installing have been talking up Richmond as a possibility.
In 2009 to the end of 2010, we started acquiring guitars and building what is currently our traveling exhibit. We are on the road with 70 some odd guitars, which is about a quarter of what we plan on having as a permanent collection.
For Newquist, it's clear that the guitar is part of a worldwide love story.
Well, what we've done is really look at the guitar as one of the world's great icons. It's been said by numerous people that the two most recognizable silhouettes of man-made objects are the Coke bottle and the electric guitar. We've found that every generation has an appreciation for the guitar, whether it's kids learning it today or grandparents who grew up playing it. We found that it appeals to a wide spectrum of people. Every year in America, 3 million new guitars are sold, which is more than all other instruments combined.
The exhibit tells the history and the science of the guitar.
And we actually go back 5,000 years, three creations of instruments that go almost to prehistory and were the sort of evolutionary forebears of the guitar, so the tambour and the nyatiti and the oud. So people start with kind of the historical basis for stringed instruments, and we'll walk them through how those instruments evolved into the acoustic guitar, and then also show them how the acoustic guitar and the times around it evolved into the electric guitar, and then the many shapes that the electric guitar has taken over the past 50 years.
I asked Newquist if he has a favorite among the guitars on display.
Somebody asked me, if the building was on fire and you had to run out with only one instrument, which one would it be? And my response is that I'd probably stay in the fire.
Short of that, he added,
for me personally, because of its historical value and sort of aesthetic value, we have a 1912 Gibson harp guitar, which is a 16-string instrument, and it's 100 years old this year. So it's kind of nice to have that as an example of what the guitar was, what it could be, and where it came from all in one piece. It's a beautiful, beautiful instrument, but it's very heavy and very large.
Guitar, the instrument that rocked the world, will be at the Science Museum until the first week of January. John Ogle, WCVE News.